So we're in. So we're talking about laning. So the different amounts of aliyahs on different days. So normal default laning is 3 aliyahs. Then the Mishnah says basically you have days where there's no Isser Malacha, but a Karban Musaf have 4 aliyahs. So no Isser Malacha, but a Karban Musaf is like Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, right?
Yeah.
It's 4 aliyahs. And then on days where you have an Isser Malacha, Yontif is 5, and then when you also add on Yom Kippur, which has, let's say, Karis for Malacha, so then it's a 6, and then Shabbos adds a 7, right? Okay. So the Gemara's Kasha is going to be, what about Tainus? Somehow Tainus is not on the list. Okay? It doesn't make the list. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Yibay Lahu. So it's the second medium-sized line on Chaf Beis Amad Aleph. Yibay Lahu. Tainus Sibor Bakama. How much on the Tainus Sibor? Rosh Chodesh Umaway the Dika Karban Musaf Arba Abalacha Deleka Karban Musaf La. So do you say Rosh Chodesh and the Moed where it has a Karban Musaf, so then there are 4 aliyahs because they have a Karban Musaf, but since the Tainus doesn't have a Karban Musaf, so you only do 3, right? The normal Odilma Hachanami Ika Musaf Tefila. So to here, there's a Musaf Tefillah. Okay, and as we said, what does that mean? That's very cryptic. What's Musaf Tefillah? So Rashi says, Tefillah's Anenu. Bracha Yisera. It's an extra bracha. Anenu.
But it's still using the same language.
That's Musaf, I know. You don't usually call Anenu right. Musaf. Right? So it's a Musaf Tefillah. Right? So it's a strange Avamina, right? A strange question. Right? And the Gemara tries to prove it from our Mishnah, because it says, Toshma, Rosh Chodesh, Mechol Moed, Karun Arba. Our Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh, Mechol Moed, you read for. Ha, B'tainas Sivor, Gimel. Right? Implication is, on B'tainas Sivor, it's only 3, because it's not on the list of 4s. So Gemara says, Eimah Reisha, B'shem, B'chamishi, B'shabbos, B'minchot, Karun Gimel. But the Reisha says, on Monday and Thursday, and Shabbos, Mechol, you read 3. The implication is, B'tainas Sivor, Arba. B'tainas Sivor is more. Now let me hold like a Lamashri now. So basically, you can't derive anything from a Mishnah. Because the original Resha of the list of 3, Tainus Sibor, isn't on it. And the list of 4, Tainus Sibor, isn't on it. So obviously, Tainus Sibor is just absent from a Mishnah. So you don't have a right to deduce from either from the Resha or from the Seifa. It's missing from both of them. So for whatever reason, it didn't make the cut. Right? But you can't derive from our Mishnah which way it is. Okay. So I guess the question is, before we go further, so what's the Chakira? Right? What's the Chakira? Why would you say, right, why would you say Tainus Sibor has 3? Why would you say Tainus Sibor has 4? Right? I mean, one thing we saw is that when each day, which is more than its previous day, has a different level of day, so to speak, and that obligates you in a different level of Kriyas Torah. And I remember one thing we had one machlokas, if you recall. There was like a, maybe this would be enlightening, I don't know, but one thing we did previously was, are you allowed to do, let's say, more on Yantif? Mm-hmm. Okay? Are you allowed more than 5 on Yantif? Or on Shabbos, everyone gives you allowed to do more. But the question is, are you allowed to do more on Yontif? Because now if you do 6 on Yontif, you make it look like Yom Kippur. Right, so I think it was a machlokas between Tosus and Naran. Do you say you're allowed to do more when it says...
But if you do more than 6, then it's Shabbos?
Then Yom Kippur, you do more than 6, then it's going to look like Shabbos.
No, I'm saying on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, then you're going to make it look like Shabbos.
Okay.
It's not. Well, that's a question. That's what I'm saying. It's a machlokas. Arguably, one of the arguments, I think it was the Ran, or I forget which one, Ran or Tosos, was that the whole idea is you want to make gradations to reflect the different characters of the day. So if you're going to start adding, you're going to mess it up. Shabbos, you could add more, because it's already clearly, it's the highest. So you add on any other one, you mess that up. But the other learn, no, it doesn't matter. As long as you have to do at least 5 on Yom Tov, and at least 6 on Yom Kippur, and at least 7 on Shabbos. Lav Dafka. Exactly.
On the first opinion,
First thing you say, you know, it's exactly.
So for
that question, we said something as follows. We said one, the question is, what's this whole idea of the gradations? So one way we learned was that you're trying to show, you're doing a limud about the day. That's the idea of Talmud Torah. The laning is Talmud Torah. So it's Talmud Torah about the day. So that's why you use in Yom Diyoma. So the content of the Torah Shebachsav that you read is about the character of the day. But besides for the Torah Shebachsav teaching you about the explicit content of what the day is, the Torah Shebachsav, the Halacha, also manifests the nature of the Kedusha of the day. Through the Minyan Halios, you teach something else. You teach the Torah Shebachsav about the levels of the Kedusha Zayom. So it's like, again, there's the content, explicit content of the laning, which teaches about the day, and then the structure, the halachic structure of the laning, namely of how many aliyos, it teaches the nature of the day relative to other days, and it does so by the minyan aliyos, right? It shows you Shabbos is the highest kedusha, shows you Yom Kippur is one step below, it shows you Yom Tov is a step below that, right? So if that, it's part of the limud, is the limud via this halachic structure. So if that's the case, you can't mess up the number, because you add more, you can undermine that aspect of the limud. The whole idea is that you want to reflect the different levels of the elm. Or do you say no? That's not the idea. The other idea is to say that it's more... What? The second way, yeah. The second way is learning the idea that it's only a minimum. Is saying is that when it's a higher yom, it's mechayiv in a higher degree of talmud of limud. Since it's a day which is a higher kedusha, it's like a more special day. So we show ultimately our special days are always rooted in ideas in talmud Torah. So it's like the greater yom, take that greatness of the yom and direct it towards talmud Torah. So Rosh Chodesh is a special day; it doesn't cover myself. Learn a little extra. Yom Tov is even more. Learn even more. Yashav is even more, learn even more. Yashav is the most, learn even more. So it's like Mechayiv in a higher level, a greater involvement in Talmud Torah. The greater Yom is a greater Mechayiv in the Tzivos involvement in Talmud Torah. But it's minimum. Of course, you can do more Talmud Torah. Kolam Arba Rezim Shuvach. It's just the minimum because it's a greater Mechayiv in Talmud Torah. Right? But either, both Pshatim are learning that the whole thing is rooted in the fact that these are greater Yomim. Question is, are you reflecting the character of the Yomim, teaching the character of the greatness of the Yom, or is it just that the Yom is obligating a greater involvement? But our Sugya is about, okay, fine, well, what does it mean, a greater Yom? We know Rosh Chodesh and Yom HaChol HaMoed are greater than Yom Chol, because they have Karbon Musaf. Well, what about a Tainus Tzibur? Is that also a greater Yom? Because it has Musaf Tefillah, namely an extra Rachanenu. Where you say, no, that doesn't cut it. That's not sufficient. Yeah, that's just an all day. Tainus Tzibur is an all day. There's no Karbon Musaf. Yeah, so maybe like this, just to tie it together what we were saying here. So the first, I think the one side, I think, is good as the Ger said, is that the Musaf reflects the Kedusha Sayyam. Okay, there's different types of Kedusha Sayyam. I know the Rav had a whole thing, is that there's a Kedusha Sayyam of Isra Malacha, and that's like from Parshas Amar, where it has all the Yom Tovim. And then there's a Kedusha Yom of Parshas Pinchas, which is like the Musaf, the Kedusha Yom of Mikdash. So the Kedusha Yom, the Mikdash, in the Mikdash, it's a different day, because there's a whole different Avoda in the Mikdash. Therefore, a separate additional Karbon Musaf. So like the Karbon Musaf is indicative of the fact that it's a different, the Yom is a different Yom. There's a Kedusha Yom of Karbanos. So you could say that when you have a different Kedusha Yom, that obligates you in reflecting that through a higher limud. But Tainus, it's not a different Kedusha Yom, it's just it's a Yom Chol. You do Malacha, you do the normal Kavanas in the Mikdash, so the Yom, it's a normal Yom. Now it's true, people fast, and they do Tshuva, and they try to, you know, Daven, whatever, but ultimately the Yom itself, you'd argue, is not differentiated as a Yom. So you'd say, look, it just has the normal number of aliyahs. Or do you say, now again, it's, you can't just say because you're fasting, because the Gemara doesn't say because you're fasting, it says the Musaf Tefillah. So I think what Jacob said is good, is that the Tefillah indicates that it's not just you are personally abstaining from eating, and you are personally working on yourself and doing tshuva. But now your bakashal of Nei Hashem is different. It's a different state before God. You have a right to now, you change the tefillah, it's a different tefillah. The way you approach God on this day is different. So it's a different, the gavras lefnei Hashem on the tainus is different. So while the yom itself, as a substance of a yom, might be the same as every other yom, but the gavras experience in approaching God is different on the tainus. And you could argue that when you're a different lefnei Hashem, whenever you have a day that there's a different state lefnei Hashem, so you have to express that through Talmud Torah. How is you, your ultimate lefnei Hashem is through learning and through ideas. So what it's saying is that when you have a yom where your presence before God is different, and that's like the idea of a moed in general, it's like a meeting time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you have a yom where your lefnei Hashem is different, so that obligates you to express that through a higher level of Talmud Torah. So you say, look, Musaf Tefillah, the fact that you're adding an extra bracha shows you that you're different, your lefnei Hashem is different today. It's not just an ordinary day. Your presence before God, you're being mevakesh regarding the character of the yom, regarding the tzom taniseinu. But at the same time, your lefnei, and this is like a little bit you're getting, I think, is that your experience of the day and your presence before God is different. But the yom as a substance of a day is no different. There's no kedusha yom. It's a yom chol. 100%. It's a yom chol. But again, your lefnei Hashem is different. So the question is, what obligates in more aliyahs? Is it the substance of the yom is a differentiated day? Or is it your presence before God, your worship of God? I guess that's your point of avodah, is a different avodah. It's a different lefnei Hashem on the day. And if that's the case, then it's mechayev, then even the tainus. But it doesn't say tainus, because tainus, you could argue, is just your personal involvement. Who's to say that in any way registers on an objective level? But the fact that there's a takanas tefillah, of a tefillah's tainus, of musaf tefillah, it makes its way into the tefillah in Yom HaLefnei Hashem. So that's what it's saying, is ultimately how do you elevate yourself in Hashem? You could daven, you could fast, ultimately Talmud Torah. According to that side, you'd argue. That's the idea of more laning. More laning is any approach to Lefnei Hashem ultimately has to be involving in Talmud Torah and ideas. Right? So that's what the Gemara's not sure about. Right? That's what the Gemara's not sure about. Okay, so what the Gemara does now, it tries to bring a proof from this funny story about Rav coming to Bavel. Okay? Rav came to Bavel and he came to Shul and whatever. It's trying to bring a proof backhandedly how many aliyahs there were in the shul. But it rejects the proof. And the proof is a little bit complex and it involves like a different sugya a little bit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump one proof and I'm going to go to the next proof. And then after we do that, we'll come back to this. Because ultimately, that proof ends up not resolving our kasha. Okay, so it brings up other issues which are very interesting, but I just think it will take us away from the issue at hand. So I'm going to jump to the top of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Okay. So it says, Tashma, top line. Tashma. Come in here. Here's the proof. Right? Tashma is always where it's proving, trying to prove a previous, like, Yibaya, open question. Right? I'll look at sometimes. So it's bringing in a brisa to prove one way or the other. Right? So Tashma, Zeha Klal. This is the klal. So this is the brisa which says, here is the rule of determining whether or not you get an additional aliyah. Kol sheyesh bo bitul malacha la'am, any day that has a bitul malacha for the nation, where the nation is somehow being stopped from their work.
As a group,
I guess, yeah. Kigon, tainis tzibor v'tishabav. Okay. Like a tainus tzibor and tisha b'av. Not clear what this means. We'll read Rashi, Kor, and Gemal. Then you have three aliyahs. The she'im bo bitul malacha la'am, when you don't have to worry, or something like that, about bitul malacha la'am, kigon Rashi chadash v'chol shel moed, Kor and Dalet. Then you read four. Shema mina. Okay, so whatever this means, first of all, it's explicit that it's saying on a tainus you do three aliyahs, right? So whatever the lumdus is, it's open. Right? But it's more than just being open, it's apparently giving you a svara, that it's somehow taloi in this question about bitul malacha for the am. whatever that means, right? Okay. But this is the way we paskin, right? Tainus Sivur only has three. Tisha B'Av only has three. Okay? So what is this Bittul Melacha? So Rashi. Tzakon. Kol Shiyesh B'Av Bittul Melacha L'Am. It's Mevatel, any day which has Mevatel the Melacha of the Am. B'ma Shehen Ma'achrim B'Veis HaKnesses. The fact that they are coming late to the shul, I'm sorry, that they are staying late in shul is being Mevatel La'am from their Malacha. Okay, in other words, not like it sounded, but it means by adding an extra aliyah, you're causing everyone to have to stay extra and stopping them from their work for a little bit extra time. So any day where there's Bittul Malacha from the Am, we don't make them stay an extra. We don't start adding aliyahs on their clock. That's what it sounds like. Right? In other words, Kigon Tainus Sibor. Shemutar Malacha. It's Mutar Adu Malacha. Rov Tainus Sibor Mutar Malacha. Chutz Mishal Gesham Em Tzalim Acharonim. So almost Tainus Sibor, so you're allowed to do Malacha. So now we have three. We have laning. Fine. You can add another Aliyah. Well, there's Bittul Malacha Lam. Or Mivatalam from the Malacha. So when there's Mivatalam Malacha, we don't have an extra Aliyah. Okay, but V'tish Bav, Naami Mutar Malacha. El Makashanagum Mutish Bav is also Mutar Malacha. Some places have minhag not to, but it's plain pshad, right? Malacha. But Rashi Chadashim, on the contrary, now here's the problem. Let me just talk it out. On Cholam Oed, it makes sense. Cholam Oed, you're not allowed to do malacha, except for Davar Oved, it's already restricted malacha. So you're not mevatel malacha so much. But on Rosh Chodesh, right, is there any Yisr malacha on Rosh Chodesh? I don't think so, right? So how does that make sense, right? So Rashi Chadashim, ain't bo bittul malacha alam, kol kach. There's not that much Bittul Malacha. Why? She'in ha'noshim osos malacha b'hen. Because women don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Really? Okay. There's a minhag like this. Ve'alcha nami amrina v'meseches Rosh Hashanah gabe masuos v'shom Bittul Malacha l'am shnei yamim. Okay, there's, I think that's maybe the torches of Bittul Malacha l'am for 2 days. Okay, so what's it talking about? So look at this Rashi. It's fascinating. Okay. So, v'shamati mipi mori hazaken zal shenetno lahem mitzvah zu v'shul shelo pirkun is man beigel. So it's a mitzvah for women to not do malacha on Rosh Chodesh as given to them because they didn't take off their rings, their nose rings, their earrings, right at the chayda egel. Okay, he explains. Tosus v'ani matzasi v'perak memhei. I don't know what that stands for. The Braisa, the Rabbi Eliezer, Shamu Hanashim, the woman heard, below Ratsu Litain is Mehem Balayim. They didn't want to give their rings, their nose rings and earrings to their husbands. Ela Amru Lahem, when the husbands approach them and say, give me Parkun Izmei Azav, give us your earrings, your nose rings. Atem Rotsim, Lazos Pesel Masecha. You guys, husbands, you guys want to make an idol? Sheinbo Koach Lahatzil? Right? And, and doesn't have any power to save? Are you crazy? We're not going to give our nose rings and earrings for that. And Hashem gave schar to the nashim in this world. This is a good schar, listen to this. That they're going to guard the Rosh Chodesh, greater than men. Okay, that's their schar. And not only that, it's not just Olam Hazah. It's for the price of one. They also get all ma'ba. Hey, nasid in l'schadesh, kimo Rosh Chodeshim. Right? They're going to become renewed like Rosh Chodesh. Nemar t'schadesh k'nesher ne'oreichi. We'll renew you like an eagle, your youth, something like that. No, nesher, whatever. Something like that.
But all women forever.
Yeah.
Because those
women. I guess so. U'mikra misayo t'chsev asher nestarta sham b'yom ha'maisa. That you hid there on the day of the Ma'isa. V'tirgim Yonasan b'yoma d'chola. Okay, I don't know what that means. V'hasam nami gabi Rosh Chodesh koi d'kamerle machar chodesh v'kari lei la'erev Rosh Chodesh yom ha'Ma'isa. So it's calling erev Rosh Chodesh the day of Ma'isa. Alma Rosh Chodesh lav yom ha'Ma'isa. So he's just trying to deduce that Rosh Chodesh is not a day of action. Why is it not a day of action? Because arguably because of this thing, that Nashim have a minhag, they don't do malacha in the same way.
And what, because half of us?
And since the women, who don't really come to laning anyways, right, this is a little bit difficult, but since women have this minhag that they don't do so much malach on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, it's a day where there's ein bo bitl malacha for the am, and therefore you can do four aliyahs, right? Uh-huh. Pretty strange. This whole thing is strange, right? Umo, let me read a little further. Umoed, nami, and cholmoed also love bitl malacha lam. It's not a bitl malacha for them. Sharei, ban the basic nesses. Yosri mosachol. They come to shul for longer than on other days. The fish ain osim malacha. Because they don't do regular work, just the rabbin. So the saying is, since these days, it's like their longer involvement in shul type of activities, they're not quite worried about the bitul malacha, because you only do the rabbin. Women anyways aren't doing malacha on this day. So therefore, chazal or masakin, an additional aliyah, fourth aliyah. But on days where you have an issue of bitul malacha la'am, where their normal regular work day, like a tainus, like a tisha b'av, where the work is not restricted in any way, so then they don't add a fourth aliyah. Then they're just three aliyahs. Right, let them go. Sounds like you don't know how to add them to keep them in shul for too long. After all, they got to get to work. That extra fourth aliyah is going to be a real drain on their time. Right?
But we say aneinu.
We say aneinu. It's true. And if you want, look, don't line altogether if you don't like it. If you don't want to take them away from their time. And after all, how long is that extra aliyah going to be? Right? That's the whole issue here. So we're trying to figure out what days have four aliyahs, what days have three aliyahs, right? This is like a whole different track. It's not talking about Karban Musaf, Musaf Tefillah. It's like somehow derail that discussion. And it's like saying, oh, it's not Talayin now. What's it Talayin? Bitul Malacha V'Yam. What's this talking about? Why is that the determinant? Bitul Malacha L'Am? Why? Because we're worried about people not going to work. We don't want to stop. That's what it sounds like. I'm not sure if this is pshat, but it's only plain pshat, I think. It's like, look, people are in a rush to get to work. And we don't just start adding extra aliyahs to people. We're worried about the people. So if they're going to work, it's a regular work day. So then we're hesitant to add another aliyah. But if they're not kind of not going to work anyways, staying in shul longer anyways, so then we will. But then therefore what? So then it's almost like, really, is it saying like on Tainus we would do four aliyahs?
We should be.
We should be. It almost sounds like we should be, but we can't be Torah Lam. It's too much.
And we need to lane. We still need to lane.
Right. So we need a lane, but at the same time, and we should be doing four. Right. So it's like a compromise that we kind of cut it out because we don't bother them too much. But on Rosh Chodesh, since the women are not working anyways, so therefore we don't mind holding the men a little bit extra. Right? I mean, the whole thing is, I saw someone wanted to deduce from here that women are chayav and leaning. I know, it seems to be a stretch to, you know, a big chiddush. I don't know if there's sufficient evidence here, but it's, you know, it's hard to understand. I mean, I hear the motivation, because the women aren't the ones in leaning anyways, then what's the sense? It's a connection. If anything, if the women aren't doing malacha, then the men are going to have to pick up the slack and do the laundry or whatever it is. And now the men are going to have to be more in a rush to get out of shul, to get the work done. So now why are we keeping them for an extra fourth aliyah? Because the women are not doing malacha anyways? Yeah, but the men are, and they're going to work. Right? So it's like the whole thing doesn't quite add up. And anyways, it's just like, you could say, on the one hand, Chazal are very medactic about money. Like we say, like you're not allowed to, a worker isn't allowed to, it doesn't bench. You know that whole sugya there? He doesn't do the last bracha and benching. Berachas Poalim. Right? The last bracha and benching, because that's the Rabbanon. So they weren't mechayiv a worker who's on the clock of his boss. They weren't mechayiv him in saying that last aliyah. So it's only the Rabbanon. So you don't have a right to be from and do the Rabbanons in order to, at the expense of your boss. Which is interesting. So you could say, look, that's what Torah cares about a person's job. But I mean, here you're doing shul, you're going to shul for like an hour, I don't know, whatever it is. It's just, it's strange. And that's like in the middle of the workday. It's like the worker is taking a break in the middle of lunch, whatever. Here it's just like you're saying, guy, before you go to shul, before you go to work, you're in shul. How much longer is your thing? You're saying that's what we're deciding, whether we're going to have four aliyahs or three aliyahs based upon the people going to work? I don't know, it's like on the one hand, you could say, yes, we're very concerned about people. On the other hand, it's just hard to accept. And it doesn't work out anyways with the woman thing. Right? I think we have to define Dibur Dibur Malacha or understand what's the sense, what is Bitul Malacha, and yeah, what's the Shaychas to being a determinant of laning. It's like, Why are we caving in to this built-in malacha thing? Is that what's going on? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to understand.
It's not a 40.
It's very short. Right? Yeah, I mean, ultimately, we have to explain. It would be nice to explain the thing with the woman, which is like, arguably, it's a philosophical point, which it would be nice to look into. I don't know if we're ready for it yet, but I want to ultimately explain that. What's that whole thing with the woman? They do the Chet Egel, and because they do the Chet Egel, it's like a whole other thing. Because they didn't want to do the Chet Egel, therefore they got schar, that they do extra malacha, don't do malacha, no shchodesh. That's totally out there, right? What's the connection?
It's an intrinsic value to the situation.
It does seem so. But I mean, in the punchline, ultimately, what emerges is that there's less, the women aren't doing malacha in the same way. So I think for the purpose of, although it's interesting, and I'd like to take it up, I think we could, in a certain sense, know that there is this minhag of less malacha on Rosh Chodesh because of somehow Oshar, Chedegel, whatever, and take that as bits of malacha. But I mean, I don't want to skip over it because it does sound interesting, but again, they're two different discussions, you know. For now, I think we could just kind of take it as a given that there is this minhag and see if we could, you know. So maybe like this is based upon, I think this is what David's getting at. Maybe Jacob. Just, I think is what we said before helps with it, and I think we're going to have to continue this tomorrow. But see, we said before it's when it's a different day Lefnei Hashem. At least we were talking about. We were saying it's since it's a special day Lefnei Hashem. How do we do our Lefnei Hashem? We have to involve ourselves in Talmud Torah, right? That was the argument before when it was Lefnei Hashem argument. But that's not what we're talking about now. But so maybe it's saying is David's argument is saying is like, look, today is a regular work day. It's true we're not eating, but it's a regular work day. So, you know, when it's a regular work day, then you don't say, now let's learn more. What do you mean, now learn more? It's a regular work day. So, the idea is that when you have a day, which is a special day, where you see the Torah has like a different program of the day, you're not working in the same way. So now what do? You're not just having off. You're directing your energies away from your work or whatever towards Talmud Torah. Do greater Talmud Torah. When you have a day which affects your daily activities, there's a vitam malacha, so you don't just say it's a day off. We don't have a day off. We have a day on towards Talmud Torah. Right? It used to be on all the, and probably it still is, but like on the, I remember noticing this years ago in yeshiva. So on the legal holidays, so everyone's in yeshiva learning. You know, it's like yeshiva is always more crowded on legal holidays because the day off is a day on to learning Torah. So the idea is that a day where we have bitul malacha, there is an objective of bitul malacha is to be able to learn more, to be able to devote ourselves to the greater Talmud Torah. So the thing is, when there's a day of bitul malacha to the Am, that's mechayev in a greater level of asaskas and Talmud Torah. When it's a regular work day, so then there's no greater sask. Then you're just the basic sask and Talmud Torah. In other words, the greater involvement in aliyahs is based upon the fact that the day is elevated insofar as a person's basic functioning of the yom, in terms of malacha. Right? It's not measured by, is he lefnei Hashem differently in his davening? It's not measured about in the mikdash, is there a different condition of the yom? Is measured by the plain Jew. Is his day, is the program of the day, a day which is bitul malacha, that's mechayev in a higher level of learning. If it's a doesn't, if it's a normal day, if the Torah Chazal set it up as a normal work day, then you don't say I have to be involved in a higher level of Talmud Torah. But 1 second. But it's not because the practicality that they don't have time for 45 seconds to do an extra aliyah. That's not the point. It's not that we're going to stop them from doing, I mean, we have to deal with the man-woman thing, whatever. It's not a matter of that we're going to stop them from working. It's a matter of that the fact that there's bitul malacha indicates that the program of the day is different. They're spending more time in shul. They're able to be involved, so then direct them towards Talmud Torah. Right? But on an ordinary work day, apparently the day doesn't meet its objective. Like, there's no bitul malacha on tainus. So apparently the kingdom of tainus isn't realized through taking the people and having them learn more Torah. It's realized because otherwise you wouldn't have the normal work day. So apparently the kiyum of tainus is through people not eating. It's a different type of a kiyum. So now why are they learning more? That's not the nature of the way the... Right. So different days are designed to take a person away from his ordinary activities and direct his energy more towards avodas Hashem, towards tefillah, towards learning, fine, then you do a more laning. But if it's a tainus, it's a regular day, so that's not that kind, that's not the way, that's not the program of tainus.
But you're...
So that's a good question. So David's asking, and maybe we'll have to think about this. So David's asking, but you see you are laning. You don't say you're not laning. You see you are learning. Laning is learning. So you see you are learning, laning about the day. So don't pretend like you're not, you're just doing the normal day. Your normal day, it's a Tuesday. Why are we taking out the Torah? So it does seem like we are. So you're saying you have extra. Okay, so that's a good question. And also we have to answer the question about the women. We still haven't quite, what does that have to do? The bottom line is the women aren't the ones in laning. On the Rosh Chodesh, the men have a normal work day. So what does it do with the fact that women, who cares? Right, why does that affect them? And then, what's the whole thing with the ego? Right? So as he's saying, is that, look, it's a different day, it's a tainus. And given that it's a tainus, we use the Torah, the Psukim, to identify the character of the day, that it's a tainus. And that's one function of laning, is when we have a different day, we use the Inyan of the Oma to identify the character of the day. But there's a different idea that the day works through a person devoting more of his time and energy towards learning and about the Hashem. That's not the idea. When you have through four aliyahs, it means when it's a day, part of the day is stop working so hard. Then you say learn extra. Add extra aliyahs. But that's not what tainus is. Now, yes, you have to lane, but not because we have to take time away from our day in order to learn. It's because you have to identify the character of the day. What better vehicle but through the Talmud Torah? Expressing the theme. But it's not because we're laning because on tainus because we want to take time out of our day in order to devote to it. It's because we want to define the day through Pesukim. But adding the fourth, that's the basic chovah of Talmud Torah, of Kriyas Torah. But now adding more aliyahs is pointing you to the fact that, look, it's a part of the day works through taking more energy away, adding additional. Why are you adding additional? Because that's pointing you in a direction. Today's a day with less malacha. Direct more of your energy towards Talmud Torah. That doesn't exist on a tainus because tainus does not have that aspect. So it's like there's two dinim in the laning, I guess. One is expressing the idea of the om, which is just baseline laning. But then there's the idea of that add more than the baseline in order to direct your energies, which you're taking away from your malacha, towards Talmud Torah. But that doesn't exist on a tainus because there is no cessation of malacha. Right? Okay, that's a good answer. Let's look at another question. Maybe we think about that. What happened to the original question? The original question sounded like there are two choices. Musaf, which is like a different Kedusha Sayom in the Mikdash, or Musaf Tfilo, which is a different Lefnei Hashem. Now, would the Gemara just totally abandon those two and says, forget those? Those have nothing to do with it. Rather, it goes by Bet HaMachalam. Is it like a third, totally different possibility, or is it somehow a compromise between those two? Is it one of those two? Like, what's the... The way we're saying it, it's almost just like a different track. Right? It's like the Gemara thought it was telling that whoever asked the question, we don't know who, thought it was telling one of those two things, comes along a brisa and says, no, it's totally different. That's a good question. It's possible that's the case, but maybe it's worth thinking about. Is this somehow connected up with that or not?